In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric. There's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.
You're listening to SBS News.
The director for the International Centre for Journalists says the resignation of two senior figures at the BBC is a result of an orchestrated campaign to undercut public trust in the broadcaster. The head of the BBC, Director General Tim Davey, and News CEO Deborah Turness both resigned after criticism of the broadcaster's editing of a speech by US President Donald Trump. Critics say the way the speech was edited for the BBC's flagship documentary programme Panorama last year was misleading and cut out a section where Donald Trump said that he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. Mr. Trump has threatened legal action against the BBC over the way the speech he made was edited. Julie Pacetti is a professor of journalism at City St. George's University of London and director for the International Centre for Journalists.
It would seem that there has been intervention from the board, which has led to these two incredibly senior resignations, which will have a destabilising effect and potentially a chilling effect editorially on the BBC. And they come in the wake of a concerted effort by the partisan press, the right-wing press in the UK, aided, it seems, by a former UK Conservative Prime Minister, and egged on, with participation by the White House press secretary and ultimately celebratory comments from the US president, who himself is a clear attacker of free and independent press in the US. So this is a situation which needs to be understood in context of an orchestrated campaign to undercut public trust in the BBC and to create a situation where the BBC is meek, where the BBC is less likely to be critical in its reporting. This is an existential crisis for the BBC, in my view, and that is because in capitulating so quickly, it has sent a signal that it's relatively easy to cow the BBC. And that is incredibly dangerous. And it's dangerous not just because we as citizens of a democracy who should be invested in public interest information being protected in an increasingly polarised society, in an environment where the information ecosystem is incredibly polluted. So it's not just for that reason, but also because democracy and public interest media and the safety of journalists and access to information are all bound up. They're intertwined. You cannot have democracy without credible, independent public interest media. I think it is part of a pattern of capitulation, which we certainly saw with CBS in the US, with reference to Trump's threats to sue CBS or actions to litigate. And perhaps there was concern on the BBC's part about similar potential litigation. But this is more egregious, I think. This is the intervention of a foreign state actor in the governance of independent public media in the UK. So this is a step beyond that. I mean, I have never seen a situation where the President of the United States and his press secretary, true to form, are lambasting the BBC as systemically biased, but doing so with the usual anti-press freedom rhetoric that the BBC is fake news, when patently it is not.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism, and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric, there's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.